I suppose. This is the enigmatic, charismatic, causing havoc, diet do drinking, ass kicking, comedic, strategic, no work and all play, lead singer of Detroit Perfect, and the new and improved Halfway. I am Bill Halfway Hamill, and this is Hamill's Halfway House. A funny story for y'all. I was at work yesterday, and I get a phone call, and the lady on the other end says, "Is this a halfway house?" Now, I'm a direct care worker, my day job, so I'm thinking, halfway house, but, and then she's like, "Is so-and-so there?" I'm like, no, wrong number, and she hangs up, and then I realize, on all my pages, I keep my phone number in case of bookings or whatever reason, and I realize this woman thought that I actually run a fucking halfway house. I'll tell you this, it'd probably be more lucrative, but I do digress. I just got off the phone with my good, great friend Jeremy Festerzin of the band Steal Your Medicine. Fest and I go way, way back. Back in the days when he was working at Guitar Center, hooked me up with a PA. Every Monday, we used to go down the old shillelagh and jam. If you want to know what we talked about, well, that's too goddamn bad because it was our private conversation. But I will tell you this. Fest told me that no one could rock a cowboy hat like Halfway Hamill. And he was also quite surprised and floored that Mr. Andrew Gagnon is now playing with me. Because Fest and Andy go way back before me and Andy. And he was just surprised to hear the name. And so I gave him the number over we were doing FaceTime. I gave him Andy's number. It was late. Andy's got to get up. So Gagnon didn't answer. But I made sure to tell Fest when I talked to Andy later this week to give him a call. So in honor of my good friend Jeremy Zinn, this is his band, Steal Your Medicine, with Empire Falls. it's supposed to be played. That was Steal Your Medicine with Empire Falls. Check them out at facebook.com/Steal Your Medicine. Love you, Fest. Now, back when Fester was in Edgewise, I was cool with the whole band. You know, I was buddies with Kunert, who plays with Jeremy in Steal Your Medicine. And I was friends with Mark, who plays in Stone Clover with Polly. But I was particularly close, and still am, to Fest and Polly. So I figured, why not show Mr. Polly Brady some love? This is Stone Clover with Awesome.
This song is called Awesome.
Make sure to check them out at stoneCloverBand.com. I love both of you guys, man. I miss hanging out on the Mondays. We all got to catch up soon, man. And since I'm showing both Polly and Fest love, I'm going to throw it back to their band Edgewise, who unfortunately is no longer. But this is the great and late Edgewise with Voice of Reason.
Oh,
was the late great Edgewise, featuring both Polly Brady and Jeremy Zinn, along with Kuhnert and Mark. They still have their MySpace page up, so you can go to myspace.com/Edgewise Rocks, and that they certainly did, man. And here's a quick story about Paul and how cool of a guy he is. First time I ever met him, I was drinking up at the old Shillelagh. He was tending bar, and he didn't know me from Adam, man. And we got to talking, told him I was a musician. And at the end of the shift, end of the night, 2 o'clock, he lived right up above the bar, you know, in the same building upstairs. And he invited me over to jam with him. How cool is that, you know? Make sure you support both halves of Edgewise. Both great live fucking bands. Two totally different types of music. But kick ass just the same. Make sure you go to facebook.com/steal your medicine. And make sure you go to stoneclover band.com. I love you both dearly. I had a great rehearsal today with John Green and a cat that's in this next band I'm going to play for you. Getting ready for August 9th at Sherwood Brewing Company, along with the Porcelain Doll Collection, of course. That other cat I was talking about is Nick Rayon. This is his band Laserface with The Faster I Get Lost. And I got to tell you, Nick, this song has been in my fucking... I forgot to mention it at rehearsal. This song has been in my head all week. I have no idea why, because I haven't heard it in a while. But anyway, I do digress. This is Laserface with The Faster I Get Lost.
After the fight.
That was Laserface with The Faster I Get Lost. Check them out at soundcloud.com/laserface-6. And of course, that was recorded at the beautiful Halfway 2 Studios at 8 Mile and Gratiot. I had nothing to do with producing it whatsoever. But it was recorded in my house. This next song you're going to hear, if you come out to the gig August 9th, you will surely hear it. It's not going to sound anything like this. Santo produced this, of course, from Looney Tune Productions. You can follow him on Twitter at LooneyTunes1, and that's number one. Santo also plays the keyboards on it. Gave it a really big gospel feel, man. And then he had his boy Mike up from Cleveland. I wasn't in the studio when he laid down the bass track, man. Just made it funky as hell. So it's like a gospel funk, man. Like I said, not anything near where how we play it. But I love it nonetheless. I think it's awesome. I have paid for the licensing, in case you are wondering. This is Halfway Hamel, featuring Santo Luti, featuring Santo's friend Mike, who I wish for the life of me I remembered his last name, because Mike is a hell of a guy. And this is called Moving On Up.
Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our ton of fat. As long as we live, it's you with me, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm moving on up to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on.
Moving on up, featuring the great Santo Luti and Mike. You can, like I said, follow Santo on Twitter at LutiTunes1, as in the number one. Now, what would Hamel's Halfway House be without a little porcelain doll collection. Now, I know the dolls are going to have an announcement coming up pretty soon. I'm going to have my own announcement, two announcements now, to share with you at the Sherwood Show. I can't thank the dolls enough for doing this. They're going to be doing an acoustic set, so you will surely be in for a treat, because how often do they play acoustically? Not much, I gather. Unless you catch their web show, The Dollhouse, which I am proudly an alumni of. But enough of me flapping my gums. Here is the Porcelain Doll Collection. And if you've never seen them perform this live, you have to, because not only are they a great band, but a theatrical band as well. Again, I digress. This is the Porcelain Doll Collection with Jill the Ripper. With Jill the Ripper. Find them on the web at theporcelaindollcollection.com. Again, remember, you can come out and check both my new band and the Porcelain Doll Collection acoustically at Sherwood Brewing Company on Saturday, August 9th, around 9 o'clock. I got to give a big ups to my boy Ray Sherwood and his wife Lisa Sherwood, the owners of the joint. I love the bar. We used to play it all the time back in the day. If you are a fan of beer, not even music, just go there to drink the beer, man, because Ray Sherwood, as Polly Brady said, is one hell of a brewer and a supporter of local music. I love you, Ray. I love you, Lisa. Thanks for having us. I got to thank the Dolls for doing the show with us. And I think you're in for something very, 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 very special. And I cannot stress that enough. The Sherwood Brewing Company is located at 45689 Hayes Road, Shelby Township, Michigan, 48315. And that's between Hall Road and 21 Mile. You can also check them out on the web at SherwoodBrewing.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time again. As I'm sure you know by now, this is a fan-supported podcast supported by people just like you. Go to iTunes, search for Hamill's Halfway House, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a foe, tell a motherfucker you don't know. You can listen to the show at hamillshalfwayhouse.podomatic.com, which hosts it. You can also listen to it on my site, which happens to be halfwayhamill.com. Again, that's halfwayhamill.com, where you can also read my blogs, listen to my music, buy my merch. If you want to give monetarily to the show, and I'm not stopping you, there is a PayPal button on both of those pages, halfwayhamill.com and hamillshalfwayhouse.podomatic.com. I want to give a shout out now to Creepin' It Real, and you can check that out at facebook.com/thequeenofgore. Again, that's Creepin' It Real, facebook.com/thequeenofgore. This next cat is the lead singer for the band Northline. This is live from Flat Rock High School's 2014 talent show. He's doing Northline's song, Walk Away. Very talented young man. This is Jordan Sparks.
You're the face I see in all of my dreams. With no fear, no fear. And I won't walk away. No. Just need you by my side.
Sparks of the band Northline playing the Northline song Walk Away by himself, just accompanied by the piano. Check out Northline at facebook.com/Northline Band. I want to give a shout out to Jordan's older brother, Ryan, who does some work for local Metro Music. I want to give a big, huge shout out to Amy Miles, doing a hell of a job over there. They genuinely give a shit about not only local, but all independent music. Make sure you visit them on the web at localmetromusic.com. All right, now you're in for quite the treat, ladies and gents. I've been working on this record forever. I've just been doing it on my own here at home. On this particular song, I have my bandmates Andy Gagnon on the lead guitar, Miss Christy O on the violin, former bandmate Jason Hackstock's doing the harmonies. This is called A Bottle, A Smoke, and A Song.
Here I am at the age of 35. Where's my kids? Where's my beautiful wife? I think that ship has sailed long ago. How can you miss something that you've never really known? I'll be alright just as long. Got this guitar, a bottle of smoke, and a song. My folks are as happy as two people could be. I realized that's just not the life for me. Ask me, son, aren't you scared of dying alone? With all respect, isn't that how we all go? I'll be alright just as long. I got this guitar, a bottle of smoke, in a song. Life ain't no bed of roses, nor is it a bed of thorns. I guess we all need something, whether it's love or a song.
So there you go, an unreleased track by myself. When that record is finished, you will all be the first to know. Got to give a shout out to Andy, Christy, and Jason for helping me out with that one. So thank you, fellas and lady. I don't know. I'm in the mood to play my own shit. I've played this song on here before, the recorded version of it. This is me at my house playing it on a 12 string. This is also a little hint for you. The name of the song is Detroit Perfect. And here we go.
On 7, I went to school on 9. The call it divided between black and white. I could speak about it, for a song with my own two eyes. My parents, without knowing, became a product of white flight. We never left the city that I love, but I understand, 'cause it was I they were thinking of. Mother cried, and on that day a little piece of her died. I wish we never left the city that I love, but I understand, 'cause it was I they were thinking of. City could be, it's far from perfect, but it's beautiful to me. I keep on coming back to the city that I love, 'cause I understand it's Detroit I'm thinking of. I keep on coming back to the city that I love, 'cause I understand it's Detroit I've been dreaming of. It's her I'm dreaming of. It's her I'm dreaming of.
Me on the 12 string doing Detroit Perfect, which is a Detroit Perfect song. Go to facebook.com/Detroit Perfect. Well, if this hasn't just been the narcissistic show, I want to thank you all for listening each and every week. It means the world to me. You can visit me at halfwayhamel.com. Follow me on Twitter at halfwayhamel. If you want to be played on the podcast, or you just want to tell me to go to hell, email me at halfway at halfwayhamel.com. Make sure you come out, check us out, see us with the Porcelain Dog Collection August 9th at the beautiful Sherwood Brewing Company in beautiful Shelby Township. Find them on the web at sherwoodbrewing.com. Other than that, I really got nothing more to say, but I am Detroit born, I'm Detroit bred, and when that time comes, I'll be Detroit dead from beautiful 8 Mile and Gratiot. Peace.
Detroit. From Detroit.
The president. Wanna get your whole lot wet. Come through sideways, leave a body here stretched. In the murder capital, you can't expect nothing less. Out of towners keep hating and talking slick. That's why we invading the stakes and we taking your shit. You done seen 8 miles, so you done been here, huh? Nigga, this rock city where the fennery's from. We're a friend of an enemy, a leave you numb. Where I'm at, put your hand up and point to your thumb. When we stressing out of work on the verge of going berserk, when we see our IPs on every t-shirt. We hustle grand for grand, combat like Iran. Strapped with semi-autos, dirty gloves,
I'm from Detroit, the land of my soul, the hustle.
Scrambling for food, so much dope in the city, cooking up swimming pools. We don't fuck with police, cause they don't bend the rules. Little niggas poppy for some carries and a pair of shoes. Channel 2 slander Kwame every day on the news. Hardcore porn got us looking like some damn fools. The shit they say about Detroit ain't flattering, so fuck Mark Hackaway and L. Brooks Patterson. Fuck Kim too, cause the bitch ain't worth no. Lit police kill babies, whole city skirt. Yeah, see a lot of trash, man, whole city dirty. Pray for us every day, but God ain't. I know it's fucked up, but I still ain't leaving. I'ma scream Detroit City till the nigga stop breathing.
Detroit, the land of the hustle, the hustle.
Another bad creation was born, 70-something, middle of a storm, early east side living, at least the first 8 years, mom broke west off of Tyler and 12th, Stewart Elementary, I remember the short walk, right off Glendale, over about a couple blocks, then the school bell rang around 3 o'clock, we in the alleys flipping on mats like who got hops, I'm from the D where they say squalor, and all around the world they know us by saying what up though. Apartment off of Ewall Circle. This is where I learned firsthand. That's the niggas I hurt. So she gave me a curfew. Like, honey, hurry home. 1 year later, we moved to 7 and Blackstone. This is where I became a man. This the hood I call home. This is where the homies invited me into. You see, the thick homie Keith took me under his wings. Got me high as hell, but taught me a lot of things. Little did he know I embraced about everything. Now I practice what he preached. Staying loyal to family. It's a new beginning, but I'm still down with the same team.
Though we beat. Still out for the same
now
dream.
Now we're in different places, but we still out for the same
Say it loud, where you from? Sing it with me.
I'm from Detroit.